Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, April 18th. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers suffered the worst loss of the young season, 11-2. The Pittsburgh Pirates roughing them up in the first of a four-game series at PNC Park. A lot of action early, and there was even more late. Ramos Ramirez with an RBI single in the first gave Giovanni Gallardo the lead, but he gave it right back when Andrew McCutchen took him deep with a man aboard. Brewers tied it at two on a Jonathan Lucroy RBI single in the third, and it stayed 2-2 until Gallardo was finished after six innings. Manager Ron Renicki says, yeah, there was an early mistake, but we got another quality start from Yo.
Keeps us in the game. He gives up two in the first, and then all zeros. So, he did a great job of hanging in there, making some good pitches when he had to, and put up all zeros after that.
But the Brewer bullpen, which had been so good so far, fell apart. Rob Wooten gave up three runs in the seventh. Josh Harrison, a two-run home run. And Rule 5 draft choice, Wei-Chung Wang, giving up six runs in the eighth inning. Pedro Alvarez, a three-run home run. Gabby Sanchez also going deep. Edinson Volquez stuck around enough to get the win. Pirates manager Clint Hurdle says he had some pretty numbers.
Yeah, I've got all the numbers myself. I think the most impressive one tonight is retired 20 hitters on three pitches or less. Each one of the starts that we've seen him, the pitch count has been in a very efficient place.
Brewers will send Kyle Loesch against Charlie Morton in Game 2 of the series on Friday night. Milwaukee now 11-5. Their lead in the NL Central cut down to one game because the St. Louis Cardinals blanked the Washington Nationals 8-0. Adam Wainwright went the distance, allowing just two hits, striking out eight. He said he was locating the ball great.
I don't know. That's a very good team over there. Teams, if I'd have had balls in the middle of the plate like I did last game today, they probably would have hit some home runs. They got big, strong guys that can do some damage. So it was important for me to live on the edges a little bit more and throw good quality pitches tonight.
Philadelphia Phillies shut out the Atlanta Braves 1-0. A.J. Burnett and two relievers combined on a four-hitter. Dodgers get by the Giants 2-1. Colorado scores all three in the seventh to beat San Diego 3-1. In the American League, the Minnesota Twins took two from the Toronto Blue Jays 7-0, and then 9-5 on a chilly day and night at Target Field in Minneapolis. Tigers get four RBIs from Ian Kinsler in beating Cleveland 7-5. Rangers outlast Seattle 8-6. Yankees turn a triple play in their 10-2 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Boston gets two runs in the top of the ninth to beat the White Sox 3-1, and the Kansas City Royals complete a sweep of the Houston Astros with a 5-1 victory. Minor League Baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers fell behind Great Lakes 4-0, tried to rally but just couldn't quite get over the hump. They lose 4-3, now 8-5 on the season. They'll resume that series at Fox City Stadium at 6:35 on Friday night. News from college basketball. Green Bay Phoenix men's head basketball coach Brian Worrell had a three-year contract ripped up yesterday so he could be rewarded with a five-year contract. Worrell says the security is welcome.
I'm just happy to stay in Green Bay, and my family and my wife and I are very excited. And Mary Ellen and Chancellor Harden obviously have a big vision for our program and where we're trying to go, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. Very humbled, very grateful. I've enjoyed my many, many years here in Green Bay and excited about the future of the program and where we're still going.
New athletic director Mary Ellen Gillespie making the contract announcement said it was an easy evaluation and a negotiation.
We really think the institution provided a very fair contract to Brian. We wanted to recognize him for the accomplishments that we had this season. First Horizon League championship in 18 years, a 24-win season, coach of the year, Skip Prosser, man of the year, player of the year, defensive player of the year. All that, really sends a message, and we wanted to reward him, and we think that we are giving a fair contract that also provides resources to help elevate the program even further.
More college basketball. Frank Haith leaving Missouri. He is headed to Tulsa. Tulsa lost its head coach, Danny Manning, who left for the Wake Forest job. And two players from Duke University are heading to the NBA draft, including freshman Jabari Parker and Rodney Hood. The NBA playoffs will start on the weekend, but Rick Adelman apparently is going to be stepping down as head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Minneapolis Star Tribune citing a decision-making source saying there's zero chance Adelman will return next season. Was due to make $6 million, but is just 97-133 in 3 years with the Timberwolves. They haven't made the playoffs since 2004. Stanley Cup playoffs getting underway. Four first-round series opening up on Thursday night. New York Rangers beat the Philadelphia Flyers 4-1. A double minor gave the Rangers a chance to score two power play goals in a 4 47-second span in the third period. Dan Girardi says it's nice to get the jump in the series.
Well, it's obviously huge in our own building to get, like I say, get some momentum, get the first win, and you know, it doesn't mean anything if we don't come up with a good start on Sunday.
San Jose Sharks with a good start beat the LA Kings 6-3. Five of those goals in the first two periods. Colorado Avalanche had to come from behind to beat the Minnesota Wild 5-4 in overtime. Paul Stastny delivering the game-winning goal.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good team effort. I think just finding a way to battle back. I think down two goals in the third, you know, McGinn makes a big play to score, and obviously Patty's got enough nerve to pull the goalie with 3.5 minutes left, and you know, we just kept pressing, and eventually we tied it up to give ourselves a chance.
It was Stastny who did tie it up with just 13 seconds left in regulation, and the St. Louis Blues and Chicago Blackhawks will have tired legs after playing into the morning hours. A 4-3 Blues victory. Alexander Steen ending it 29 seconds into the third overtime. Steen says they know what they're in for with this series.
We know stuff is going to happen. Might get down, might be up in the series, and we just stick with it, keep playing. Last year it was, we were up and teams tied it, and we had to play overtime the other way. So we know what to expect in a series like this, and nothing's going to rattle us or get to us. We just stay composed and keep playing.
United States Hockey League playoffs continuing at the Rush Center in Green Bay Thursday night. The Indiana Ice beating the Green Bay Gamblers 1-0. Dennis Smirnoff getting the only goal of the game in the second period. The Ice outshoot the Gamblers 32-12. A season low in shots for head coach Derek Lalonde's club, who says Indiana simply went out and took it.
I give all the credit to them, and that's not coach cliche. You can see... this series is about them imposing who they are, and what they are is a hard forechecking team, spend time with the puck in the offensive zone. And we did a very good job in games 1 and 2 eliminating that, even when we beat them on the road there. Tonight, they imposed themselves on us.
Game 4 at the Rush Center will be on Friday night. Gamblers facing elimination, and it will face off at 7:05. The Anderson Cup champion Waterloo Blackhawks advance into round 2 with a 3-game sweep of Sioux Falls, winning 7-2 in the clincher on Thursday night. In golf, the RBC Heritage is the stop on the PGA Tour at Hilton Head. Matt Kuchar, Scott Langley, William McGirt sharing the first round lead at 5-under par 66. The Green Bay Packers annual tailgate tour is starting to work its way back toward Lambeau Field. The Packers players' representatives will spend the day in far northwestern Wisconsin. Defensive back Jared Bush back out on the ride, and he's excited about the Packer defense this year, believing free agent acquisition Julius Peppers will show everyone he still has plenty left.
I think he's going to, you know, give teams a lot of trouble, you know, especially with Clay, Nick Perry, Mike Neal, Mike Daniels on the within the also D line. You know, they can't just double, you know, Clay anymore, and so I think, I mean, he's going to wreak havoc over there.
Bush knows of what he speaks, for his path has crossed with Julius before.
I played with him when I was in Carolina before I came here to the Packers, so I got to see his ability, you know, over there in Carolina. So he's definitely a force to be reckoned with, and so I think with Clay and the whole gang, I think we're gonna be a championship caliber team. JP is probably pound for pound one of the most athletic, you know, athletes in the league right now.
We'll find out this fall. There's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.